Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your perspective and message. Truly, these things are hard for me. Well, my sweetheart dwellers, I've been working with precious, precious souls who don't always do what is asked of them in a timely fashion, and don't always do it at all. So the consequences are great inconveniences for others around them. And I haven't really known how to address this. So I asked the Lord. It has been very tedious having to say something 3 times before it is remembered or done. Lord, please tell me how to address this. Jesus began, obedience, this is how. My very dear desert dwellers, I want to speak to your heart about the discipline of obedience, prompt obedience. I must begin by saying all of you are more intelligent in many areas than Mother Claire. She sees this clearly and chooses to yield to you when I wish she wouldn't. Lately, because certain ones who are more intelligent choose to do things their own way, it has cost the community time, emotional stress, and loss. I have to say, this is a very poor example. Mother may not have your experience or thought processes, but she has me. For you to argue with her and do things your own way, thinking your shortcuts are better than her request to take extra measures for protection of property and of your precious lives, is simply stated pride and self-will. I brought you here to rid you of those 2 scourges, and yet some of you adhere to these as if your life depended on it, choosing to do it your way after you were told to do it another way. Some of you, on the other hand, have learned to crucify your pride and plant the turnips upside down, just as St. Francis asked the novices to do, which revealed who were so full of self-will and pride and would not make a good brother, and who were very humble. I am asking of you something very simple, your protection from freezing to death, from having to walk miles out of the wilderness for help, from damage to your bodies and hearts. Your protection is holy obedience. It is one thing to give up possessions, to come and live in a monastic environment. But if you carry in the door the purse of your own opinions and ways, you defeat the purpose I brought you here for. I have watched Mother agonize over those of you who still hold to their own will, even though something different was requested of them. She does not see herself as better than you, but lesser. As a result, she tends to be a little soft and easily reasoned with, when you seek your own way above hers. Yet, when you walk out the door, she has sorrow in her heart that something may happen to you because you did not obey. And this sorrow has been well founded. One brother almost spent the night in -7-degree cold with little to protect himself because he did not follow instructions. Another had to walk 3 hours out of the wilderness in the dark, while everyone fell to their knees praying for him because he wasn't answering his phone. That resulted in 2 friends of the community having to leave the comfort of their home very late at night and drive up into the mountains looking for him. Search and rescue was the next step. If only he had yielded to her counsel, he would have been home safe and sound. The sad part of this story is another brother was also very strong in his own opinion and did the very same thing only a few days later. That brother had to stop and do what Mother had asked. Later on, in the dark, in deep snow, to get out, and then only barely. Not only has she lived here for 5 years in every kind of weather, she has me living and speaking in her and through her. Lord, you know how I was with my children. I do, and you are very careful to look out for them, and that's why they're alive today. I am trying to use it in the context of community, but certain ones are convinced they know better. Brothers, you do not know better than I what you will encounter on that long snowy road in the wilderness when you leave. And when I put it in her heart to make a request that will save you and many others inconvenience and heartache, she opens her mouth and repeats it to you. Lord, I don't always know when it's you or it's just my own motherly opinion or my own request. That makes no difference at all. It is a very ugly thing for one living under the covering of a monastic mother to doubt or contend with her when she gives directions that are many, many times not personal preference, but directions from me to protect you from what is going to happen next. It is not for you to discern whether she is in her flesh or in my spirit. Rather, it is for you to obey her wishes so she will have no regrets because you didn't. And I just want to take a moment here and say that our rule about obedience is that we really should obey unless it's something that goes against our conscience or the Gospels, and then we never are bound to obey. And we don't use obedience like a whip. We use it more like a suggestion. But in some cases, like a couple of people will always have freezing cold, burning fingers because they forgot their gloves. So I put them under holy obedience that they keep their gloves in their coat pockets at all times. And guess what? They don't have freezing fingers anymore. So that's the context in which we use it. Jesus continued, "You may think this harsh message is her flesh again, but I assure you it is not. There are far more dangers in this wilderness than you have prepared for, and I see them clearly. I see what you do not see, and when you are inspired to do it your way, despite her requests, I see you playing right into the hands of the enemy. Brothers and sisters, this is a training ground. Obeying her is training for obeying me. If you think she's inserting her will, I want you to pray for her, and nonetheless do as you've been asked. You will notice that there have been many times when she backed off on a request because she felt my check in her spirit and was obedient. Yet there are other times when she backed off on my request, knowing that you are on your own and you would have to find out the hard way. She is assigned and responsible for your welfare. Please do not derail the plans I have for you by choosing your own will. Learn to defer. When you are smarter, learn to defer. When you are stronger, learn to defer. When you are more experienced, learn to defer. And when you just know beyond a shadow of a doubt you are right and she is wrong, learn to defer. In this way I will protect you, and if she needs correction, I will let her know. In the meantime, because of your humility and obedience, you will grow in virtue and stature in my eyes, as well as being protected from harm. This is one of the greatest and most difficult lessons of monastic community life, and pride has ruined many plans I had for sanctifying good Christians and raising them to a greater stature. You are ready to lead others, not when you're smarter, not when you're more experienced, not when you know you're ready, but you are only ready to lead others when you have learned to follow me. And she is standing in the appointed place of one who is following me to the best of her feeble ability while looking out for your welfare. This is a training ground. I have great things for your future, things you'll never see if you continue on in pride and self-will. So please learn to yield. Not just with your mouth, but in your heart as well. I am with you in this, and I will look after you. You have nothing to fear when you obey.